Welcome to Numb Bills Fan Podcast number 184. I am your host for this one, David Palermo. As always, follow along on Numb Bills Fan on Instagram, Twitter, and follow along on Facebook for all the latest updates as well. And this one has to do with three quarterbacks in camp. Let's be efficient. Can they do it? Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe on iTunes. I asked Marcel Darius last year at training camp at a presser, like, what does he do? You know, and he was talking about
riding a bike, you know, and doing some yoga and stuff like that. And I'm so glad to hear that players are picking it up, because yoga is a big mental thing. And Charles Clay is talking about his body, his health. I don't know what he's doing with yoga or anything like that. It's just like my own thing. But, you know, when you go into training camp, I don't know if it's just because it's just there at the cafeteria. But, like, I don't think that if I'm a nutritionist that fountain drinks should be in sight. Like, you're, like, Chad Ochocinco eating like shit in the NFL. He can get away with it. You know, he must have a hell of a training regimen where it just doesn't hit him. But really, you know, sugars and stuff equate to swelling. And we mask it with painkillers because it's legal, you know? And really, there's more holistic approaches. So, kind of what I'm getting at here is to hear that the players are actually like stepping outside the box of status quo of let's do, this is the one training regimen. Like, I think all players should be hiking. I think these ACL injuries happen because they are overtraining and they're training really binary, you know, just running, just doing certain things. I think if you hike, you build a lot of muscle on your feet. Okay, you're getting your, I know I sound weird, but you're definitely, if you're running up and down hills and stuff like that, you're getting used to running in awkward positions and your body's getting used to it too. So I think a lot of injuries come from hydration. And to hear that, again, Charles Clay is paying attention to his body and what he's taking in, that's like super cool. I hope that transcends through the team. And honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if some players just become leaner over time, especially with the softening up of the sports and the head injuries. But so to tie this in, three quarterbacks, I'm not really about it. I frankly hate it. I hate it. I will tell you, Brian Brohm never got a fair shot. I'll tell you that right now. You heard it here first, second, third, and last. And, you know, that dude would have been a first-round pick if he came out of Louisville. But no, he went back. And then guess what happened? He was a second-round pick to the Packers, and allegedly he had a bad attitude. And then that Flynn guy outworked his ass. And there you have it. So we got Brian Brohm with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Trent Edwards. And I was so sick of Trent Edwards because he looked so great at practice. And I'm like, why the hell are you still trotting this guy out there? And I just remember Dick Geron press conferences, and I'm just falling asleep. So we're going to. All right, so injuries. At defensive tackle, Kyle Williams pulled up lame a little bit. Schoble retweaked the thing he had on the thing. I don't play the quarterback position. I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to the offensive coordinator. And then Chan Gailey comes in. And I start learning about football. And next thing you know, as Eric Turner says in Cover One, I have some love fest with Chan Gailey. But, I mean, so do some of the players. I mean, I know Stevie Johnson did. I think Chan Gailey was a good man. And what I like about that guy is he showed you what you could do. It was like the Mighty Damn Ducks, okay? Those Bills teams were in it. And honestly, I felt sometimes like those Bills teams are better than the team I watched this year. Definitely, like, offensively. I mean, the thing that kills me about coaching changes is we get these eventually three quarterback competitions. And what happens with Bills fans is we don't ride along in the party long enough where these players develop and we get to correct the wrinkles. Back to my damn hockey point. Okay? Because next thing you know, the damn coach is fired. If Rick Dennison is running a damn zone blocking scheme, and Reuben Brown is on a John Murphy show every week calling it out from week one. Like, yeah, the blocking is suspect. The blocking, and he is no longer on anything with one Buffalo that I know of, unless I'm just not listening to it, which I'm really not. Radio, podcast, whatever land they have over there with John Murphy and Tasker now. So, for me, I kind of look at it like, all right, so are they trying to squish the message out there in Buffalo? Is that like what's happening? Like, let's control the message. This guy's calling the shit out. We can't have Ruben Brown talking shit. That's how I look at it as a fan. Maybe I'm being a conspiracy guy here, but the offensive line, frankly, sucked. Now, Vlad Dukas was not as bad as people thought. And now what's weird is if he's in the left guard spot, because I have made the point over and over again, if you ride like skateboards and you skateboard one way, it's really hard to skateboard the other way. So going from standard foot to goofy foot, it's a pain in the dick. It sucks. So to me, I look at that like playing guard, like playing anything in sports. So I don't think it's a simple adjustment. That said, I am not Vlad Dukas, and I do not have his resume up here before I just rail about Vlad Dukas, how much starting experience he has at left guard. Because for all I know, he might have played his whole life. That said, you have a swing offensive lineman, usually, who has to fill in at every spot. So what I do love about coaching changes is it shows accountability. So Sean McDermott, thank you for firing Rick Dennison. That dude's head was up his ass. Next on the docket, the wide receivers coach, gone. Zay Jones. Don't know what the fuck is going on with Zay Jones. Don't give up on him. Don't give up on him. It's so early for him. Again, like I was saying, he had trouble to press coverage. And if you hear something slurping water in the background, it's my dog. Apparently they didn't get the memo that we're live ranting on Facebook to Eric Turner. He's the only one that has no life right now. That's cool, Eric. I'm flattered. Thank you. So anyways, I don't know what's up with Zay Jones. I wish him the best. I think he can adjust. You can't, if you're a good route runner. I mean, in camp last year, I thought he was awesome in training camp last year. I really did. I was like, who's this Jones guy? Oh, it's a rookie. Like, I really, really thought Zay Jones was awesome in training camp. I saw it right in front of my face, and I've gone to every training camp for a long time now. So it's like, I don't know. The Zay Jones things was just crazy, you know? So then there was the E.J. Manuel, Jeff Toole, Kevin Cobb. Now, in hindsight interviews, Doug Marrone and Nathaniel Hackett thought they were getting Ryan Fitzpatrick. For some reason, Doug Whaley cut the damn dude. I thought that was fucking stupid. Ryan Fitzpatrick had his family planted here. He thought he was going to stay. I thought he would have been a superb teacher to E.J. Manuel. At least what to look for on film, because E.J. Manuel gets, 17 to 19 games, and he's out of town. We just got to get a quarterback. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. We just got to get somebody new. I'm so sick of you people. Like, really, let's take this Bills conversation to the next level. Like, God, I'm sick of buying into a quarterback. That's why, like, when the Bills give up a million draft picks and they've never been in this position to fix their team and one lump sum of nice young core talent, or trade those picks for players to set up your new offense, maybe get a receiver. Excuse me. You know, so people are coming at me, why are you even a fan, bro? No, why are you even a fan, bro? It's I know equity. Okay, you gave away like $1,000, like for a dollar. Starters, all we hear is, oh man, second round picks and third round picks, that's where you get your starters. And we have a quarterback in Josh Allen that analytically can't hit the broadside of a barn, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's got some arm talent that is absolutely fucking crazy. And I am not an NFL person. I don't work for the damn team. I don't know anything, okay? I don't sit there watching tape. But to give away that much draft capital for Josh Allen and not have him sit by a quarterback who's thrown for 1,000 yards in the NFL is just absolutely crazy to me. It's just nuts. You know, like, I'm a season ticket holder. I don't have to be. But it is expensive, and it is a hassle to go to these games, and I love to go. It's part of my life. It's part of my culture with my friends, and I have a blast doing it. And honestly, I just always thought that, like, going to the stadium, a lot more fans would be, frankly, smarter and patient. And what people don't realize is since the collective bargaining agreement changed, I believe, in 2011, you don't have double sessions in football. You cannot develop the quarterback like you used to. Okay? So your timeline of, oh, let's groom a guy. Now, here's the deal. You could honestly sell me more on AJ McCarron and surrounding him with weapons. I know that's crazy. Then you can by giving away the farm on Josh Allen, because now you're pressured to start him because Brandon Bean or whoever pulled the trigger on this does not know the pulse of the fan base here, which is impatient. There is no patience in Buffalo. There's only so long you're going to live on Andy Dalton getting you into the playoffs. There's some of the worst coaching, frankly, I've seen in Buffalo was last year. You know, look who's gone. You have your defensive line coach. I've said it over and over. You're supposed to get results out of your players. What, Marcel Darius forgot how to play football all of a sudden, and now that coach retires? Yeah, I'm sure he retired. You know, so, I mean, I wish him the best, but, like, that's the worst defensive line performance we've seen in years. So, for me, I'm glad that there's accountability on the coaching staff. I'm really excited for Brian Daboll, like, really excited, because, come on, Josh McDaniels gets guys in his face. Brian Daboll ran a college offense, was an offensive coordinator in Miami, has already worked with Charles Clay, knows what's up with Charles Clay. I mean, I think that's cool. I think Charles Clay is in his prime, you know, and I wish him the best. I hope that things can work out. He's going to be the number one pass catcher on the team. He's got to be, right? And I'm stoked on Jeremy Curley because, again, think about New England. And Dable says all the things I love, like my love fest with Nam Changeli, which is get guys into space. I mean, that's all sports really is get guys into space. Is it that hard? You know, and it's like it took C.J. Spiller and Chan Gailey 3 years to figure out how to use him. And then here comes Doug Marrone, and they start running the idiot through the tackles. I don't mean that in a bad way, idiot. Sorry, C.J., if you're watching. I know you're watching. But I mean it in like a, dude, I know what you can do. What idiot put you through this? Like, this is stupid. This is dumb. This isn't what you do. You know, and it's like, again, the same shit happened with Rex Ryan defensively. He came in talking a bunch of shit. But at least I can roll with Rex because he's done something. I've seen his team just mentally come in with a subpar roster and beat the shit out of the Bills year after year after year after year. And I wanted Buffalo, frankly, to get on the map nationally. So there's a lot of cool storylines out of Buffalo. Buffalo is a football town. Bills fans are so educated. So, again, you know, this whole hodgepodge three quarterback competition where it leads us today is because Bills fans are so educated, don't pull the wool over my eyes that Josh Allen is a Buffalo guy, because I was so bummed out. I really didn't podcast for a bit because I'm like, this is bullshit. Like, clearly, I felt like Brandon Bean was really unprepared at his press conference. Like, extremely unprepared. And you come out saying this dude's a Buffalo guy. Okay, I dated somebody in Buffalo when I was about 20 for a little bit. And, you know, it was during the lockout season of the NHL. I went to, like, a bunch of punk and hardcore shows over the years. And I'm 34 now, and I was probably like 16 first time I went out there. And I was like, with this band, like, Wide of the Mark, my friend played bass in it, and he was from Rochester. So I would drive him to practice and roll with him. And, you know, I got integrated and have friends out there, and I understand some of Buffalo. And it's like, for this dude to come in, Brandon Bean, and tell me that Josh Allen is a Buffalo guy? Like, dude, seriously, I don't even know what a Buffalo guy is. I'm not from Buffalo. You know, it's just, like, so ignorant. Like, we're not stupid. I don't like when people come into sports towns and they make the fans feel stupid. We can read analytics. You have WGR. Credit to them for really their program director letting the talent, their producers, do what they do. Seriously. A shout out to WGR producers because they gave you all of the information that you wanted to see and get in your ears for quarterback information. I mean, a wonderful job because they've been through this so many times. And the Bills are like, yes, we're going to get a quarterback. And it's like, when you look at the draft, I'm happy with it, but I'm not like happy with it. I believe in culture. I used to shit on culture, but I believe in culture just from like hockey locker rooms lately. I'm realizing like, damn, dude, there is like a funk. I actually recently went back and did some work with another contracting company and, you know, I took an opportunity and I was like, eh, we'll try it. And I said about maybe 8 days because the culture was the same, which is negative shit. So to me, if you got to get rid of the negative funk, you know what I mean? And I'm not behind closed doors at One Bills Drive, you know? So credit to them if they know what they're doing and this works out. But damn, very risky for all the moves. You could tell me that these guys are on high salaries, but I look at it like you gave away Sammy Watkins, meaning you could have dragged away some more coverage and left a lot more opportunities on the field for Tyrod Taylor to throw the ball somewhere else and maybe add some more routes to the route tree, like throw the ball deep, like a strong suit to Tyrod Taylor. It kind of opens some stuff up. And you take away Sammy Watkins, who's done that thing, and you throw it into Josh Allen, who the fans are not going to be patient. And that's why I'm kind of like on the fence of like, can we just start Josh Allen? Because since the CBA, the new CBA, the reps are limited. That's my whole point for this whole thing is really the reps are limited. I don't think this coaching staff has proven anything to develop a quarterback. So the fact that they have one and they gave away what they did, it's time to develop him. So you got to get him reps. So if that's the case, why are we wasting time with AJ McCarron? Why are we wasting time? Why am I hearing Nathan Peterman might win the quarterback competition? And, you know, Sal Capaccio has an article, something along the lines of like, the coaches really liked his attitude after the LA game in San Diego, which if you don't remember was like, unfortunately for Nathan Peterman, like the worst thing that could ever happen. It's like the Bills drafted the worst receiver in Zay Jones, like probably the worst start to a career he could have. And Nathan Peterman just pukes on himself. And I feel bad for Nate because I've been so hard on him, but it's just like, you know, I don't want to dig into it, but it's a fact here. We're looking at looking at this thing analytically on another level. Okay. Meaning like take the passion out of it. Fact is you don't have experience. Fact is Nathan Peterman is not a fit on the Bills. He's not. He's taking up space. I'd rather have a vet that has thrown for maybe 3,000 yards in the NFL. Please, you want to tell me you want to develop this kid? Could we get an established quarterbacks coach? David Culley's not cutting it. I know he's worked with Andy Reid. Cool, that's great. That said, positive news about Josh Allen is he has been working with Jordan Palmer still, and it sounds like they're in quote-unquote lockstep with the coaching staff with Josh Allen, and I like that. Okay, but don't tell me Josh Allen's going to work out with this Wonderlic test thing, okay? Because Ryan Fitzpatrick threw a lot of damn interceptions too with his highest Wonderlic score. That said, if we can develop Josh Allen correctly, that's cool. But I think this kid needs to see bullets now. And I don't know. You know, you could trot out AJ McCarron, and I think it would be fine. But really, if your quarterback's not, is Josh Allen like that much off the charts compared to everybody else where you had to give away so many stars? I would have been stoked on Tremaine Edmonds, freaking a receiver. and Lamar Jackson. I would have been fine with that. So, you know, for me, even the Barkley kid, like, I don't know. I just, it's still a shock, that draft, how much they gave up. Because as a fan, I want to get back to the playoffs. So when you have a three quarterback race, here's the tier of operation. Here's the layers. You get the battle, right? Oh, man, here's the battle. Oh, how's he doing? How's he doing? I remember John Murphy talking about Kevin Cobb and E.J. Manuel and who had more completions and stuff, and it was kind of even. And then you listen to the press conference, and it's like Rex Ryan was throwing, or Doug Marone was throwing the whole kitchen sink at the kid, at Kevin Cobb, you know, for defense. So it's like E.J. Manuel did not see those looks. And I swear to you, on that note about quarterbacks in that era, at camp, I could, people might think I'm crazy. I swear Jeff Toole had a way better arm, touch-wise, than E.J. Manuel could dream of. And these people just fall in love with this big arm. And I really think the key is to get a quarterback in and support him. Surround him with smart players. That's it. Get the damn offensive line intact from the jump, okay? That's why I'm stoked on this new coach, Brian Daboll. I'm really stoked on it, okay? Somehow Juan Castillo still has a job, but apparently he's that great of an offensive line coach. Well, let's give him another shot, I guess. I guess I got to trust the coaching staff. So, we're going to roll with that because they did improve when the Bills players essentially said, hey, this is what we do well. We want to do it, and they did do it. So, I like a coach like that that's malleable and open-minded. My love fest of Chan Gailey, on a side note, has to do with getting the best out of players that are there, putting your players in the right position to succeed. Stevie Johnson has a very unorthodox route running style. What did he tell him? Dude, just get to the spot when they need you to get to the spot. I don't care how the hell you get there, just get there. Okay, 3,000-yard seasons, and people just shit on him like he was nothing. When's the last time the Bills had that? What's the time before that? Oh, I think Andre Reed or something, right? So, I could be wrong. Don't quote me because I don't know what I'm talking about. So, then you get your love vest. Finally, your quarterback that we have to start. We fall in love with him. And you're going to hear me, oh, I think Josh Allen could do it. Oh, Nathan Peterman, I was totally wrong. Adrian McCarron, great story. He's been groomed for years. Let's put him in there. Yeah, okay, you're going to hear my love vest. Then if there's an injury, it's like, oh, shit. Right, so that screws up your love fest. Oh, we don't injury at your love fest. Kevin Cobb slipping on the mat. I'm like, you know what? You bring in the starter. You cut fits. You bring in Cobb. He's got a lot of experience. Slips on a mat at camp. Now, yo, true story. I almost killed Tyrod Taylor at training camp. Not literally. It was like, Tyrod. I hear people like yelling shit, and I'm like running through the, I'm walking through the tunnel, and here comes this dude, the starting quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, running through the tunnel. I could have like jogged to the wrong way and taken out that dude's knee on accident. Ended Bills season. I would have just, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, like I am shocked that they don't roll these players out there like the Deion Sanders like golf carts. Like they need golf carts. Excuse me, those spikes on concrete, that's a death trap. And why am I out there? Anyways, that's my Tyrod, almost ending Tyrod's career last year story. He probably doesn't even know that. But I was in the way. Okay, so. So, if there's an injury, now it's like, you know what? Let's see what the rookie's got. And you hope that what happened to Nathan Peterman doesn't happen. And then you buy into the kid. You know, I think you could do it. Pick whatever quarterback. Consider him there. Yeah, you know, I think you could do it because why? Okay, he's got to work this, this, and this out. Three games go by. Man, he sucks, dude. I can't believe he's still doing that, dude. God forbid you end the last, like, two games like that. And then he starts out the first game of the season doing that. And then the next three games, he doesn't do that. You know, so you have a whole season where he just, your quarterback or whatever player you want to improve on, whatever, doesn't do it. You know, so there's no patience. There's no time to develop quarterbacks to see these live drills. I mean, live offenses. Come on. the foresight from coaches was, this is crazy. Now John Gruden decides to get a job again. I don't know why. And he's complaining about it. Did you not know what the hell you were getting into? So then you buy in, right? I bought into Tyrod Taylor. I didn't know what to think about him. But I've seen a dual threat quarterback work. It's like there's a thing with Tyrod where he would kind of do things. Like it could be like 3rd and 6. And I'm pretty sure he could run to the sideline and get 6 yards. You know, as crazy as that sounds. And then there's times when you're in the stadium, especially a lot, and you see routes open and a lot of field, and you're like, damn it. But then you see he's out of the pocket, and it's like, well, I don't know what to judge there. I want to back the quarterback. This is what he does. This is what he's done for 2 years. Put something around him. Figure it out. Now, when it comes to quarterbacks, it's like, I want to go through the process and let them grow. Like Ben Roethlisberger, he grew. You know, and that's what we were hoping with EJ Manuel. That's something I was hoping with, I'm hoping with Josh Allen. But the big problem I have is fans and coaches, maybe too, give up on players, I think, too early. And we buy into these quarterbacks, and then we end up with this war in year 3 with these coaches of what do we do with these quarterbacks? Tyrod Taylor sucks. Does he suck? He's the first one to get the Bills to the playoffs. Like, does he really suck? No, maybe not. I don't know. But I know I've seen him lob the ball pretty damn far down the field and get a lot of touchdowns that way. And if you can keep a defense honest, you open up space for Shady McCoy or to get guys in space. The advantage of having a lot of offensive coordinators in Buffalo is you get to see a lot of damn ways to do it. So to me, I don't want this quarterback to come in and get mentally fucked because he's got to learn a bunch of systems. He can't stay in a system. And every year I hope that we get a coach that is coaching offense or defense that we can roll with after this next coach gets fired. That's, I feel like, what a Buffalo fan is like. Thought Nate Hackett might be that dude. And then I started hearing, oh, his dad was really conservative with the Jets. And you know, that was a bummer. But it's like, I'm hoping Brian Daboll's that guy, a Buffalo guy. Went to school in Rochester at U of R for a couple of years. On 2 mega coaching staffs with Nick Saban and you know, Bill Belichick. And I'll buy the Patriot way when we actually have a coach run the Patriots here, you know. So getting guys into space, is it really that much to figure out? No, and that's what I'm hearing with this offense of Brian Daboll. And I'm just curious to know logistically. Last thing I'm going to close is logistically here. You know, if you're going to have a 3 quarterback competition, I think the way Greg Roman did it, which was the way he did it with Harbaugh in San Francisco, was you have 2 fields and you have drills going on each. All 3 quarterbacks going. And that way you have constant reps. You know, that's the beef I have with this quarterback competition shit. It's a waste of time. It's literally a waste of time. If you really want to groom Josh Allen, I really think it's a good idea that you put in a quarterback that's been groomed. If AJ McCarron can hold it down, I can really get over these picks that the Bills don't have that they put into Josh Allen. If you think Josh Allen can become something. But AJ McCarron is so cheap. What you do if you're smart in the Bills. But I don't think the Bills will do this because they do not show signs of knowing what the hell equity really is. Honestly, in the front office there, it's bogus. I think they have wasted their picks. I've made that clear. Many times they've wasted good players. who traded away good players. But if they're smart, they start AJ McCarron and they get him giving you give him softballs. Okay? Work the run game. Work some play action. Work some damn screens. I am so sick of coaches not running screens. Get the freak out of here with that. Jeez, get these guys into space. Come on. I don't want to see a screen to the fullback. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want to see a screen to Mike Tolbert either. Make AJ McCarron look good. You trade him. Get some shit back for him. So you can make up for the Josh Allen giving away too many things for Josh Allen thing. Okay? Build some damn equity. Maybe you take Nate Peterman through camp and he tears something up. But frankly, I don't want Nate Peterman in there to take reps away from the starter of the Bills for 2018. There is no way you start AJ McCarron. No way. If you start Nate Peterman. If you start Nate Peterman, I'm straight up like selling my tickets if Nate Peterman is the starter. I'm not going to the games. Like, dead serious. You got to really tear it up for me to go to the games, Nate Peterman. You got to like light shit on fire. That said, when Nate was in there, he was the closest resemblance of Brian Brohm. He got rid of the ball. That's my dude, Brian Brohm. I was really pulling for Brian Brohm. Telling you, man. He got rid of the ball. Okay, so going to get a fair shot, as Jeff says about J.P. Lossman, Jeff Knight, the accountant. Excuse me. But on the real, I would like to see these quarterbacks getting as many reps as possible within the time frame. So I'm really curious to see at camp how they set up this three-quarterback competition because, again, I think it's a waste of time. If you want to start AJ McCarron, pretend that Josh Allen's not even on the roster, let's do that. I really think the Bills should have went after Teddy Bridgewater, called it a day, see what can happen. But make no mistake, if Teddy Bridgewater shows any substance, they're going to trade his ass away and get some money for him, or some picks, I should say, some equity. I think that's the smartest thing that the Bills can do with AJ McCarron is start him, see what he's got. You think Josh Allen is quote-unquote ready, do it. I don't think you got to be a rocket scientist to get it to work with Josh Allen starting. I really don't. It all comes down to coaching. And coaches have to keep it real. That's always been a problem. Be honest to yourself, coach. It's cool if you don't have the answers, man, but be willing to learn. And the fact that McDermott had some coaches leave the staff, cool. You know, I know the wide receivers coach took a position somewhere else. I don't know why, but he did. The waffle defensive line coach, he retired. So it's like, I'm looking forward to camp. The three quarterback thing really bothers me. But again, don't forget the process. It's you get the battle, the love fest, and injury speeds up development. You buy into the rookie. You stay buying in, I hope, for 3 years. And just hope he corrects and makes some, you know, less mistakes, you know. That's all I hope for is can you improve? And fans got to be patient. Just be patient. Quarterbacks don't have the reps like they used to. That said, these quarterbacks are getting old. There really isn't that many elite quarterbacks left. And people have this one way of playing football. And the best way I could say it, my theory with sports, is just like you do your job. There's been jobs you've had where you've done the same job but in different spots for culture. And culturally, you could probably look at it like, okay, this place is a cool place to work with. We had good results. Or, you know what, that place sucked to work at, but the system there was great. And you might want to merge the two or something. So there's definitely different ways to go about it. You know, it's like they say the Patriots, it's not a place for all players to go. It's really, really, really rough. You know, it's really cold, it sounds like. So if the Bills want to have a good family environment where players can go and be focused on football, I really support that. I really do. It's been a wild adjustment because I thought Rex Ryan was so fun. But, you know, I think McDermott, I have faith in McDermott really because of his wrestling background. And that means it takes a lot of hard work and being humble to get to the levels he did, especially not just physically losing weight, but really mentally. And that tells me he's willing to learn as a coach, and I think he's a good leader. I think he's very good at protecting his team. And I like his system of having a leadership council to transcend the message to the players through like Lorenzo Alexander. And I really like it. So I'm really stoked on the Bills. I was a little pissed off about the draft picks for Josh Allen, but I believe in Josh Allen. I am stoked on what they got for players. I love wide receivers when they come in and there's no names, but if we're going to go, hey, trust Brian Daboll, you should, because Jeremy Curley is going to be your most important receiver on the roster this year, wide receiver-wise. Just remember that, okay? That dude got, 60 receptions, would I be shocked? Would that be a lot? I don't think so. So, I really just want you to think about, schematically, what are you looking for? Like, what do you want to see? I want to see guys in space. And the Patriots never really have, these big-name receivers. It's more... football is a game of mismatches, and that's it. I don't want to see people being hard on, this is just a way to do it. No. What do you see on the field? Like, who's out there? Because how many times are you watching the game, you're like, how do you not see that at the line, quarterback? Are you not allowed to change out of that? You know, and for some reason, I don't know why coaches just can't let go. So everybody does it differently, and I hope Brian Daboll's doing it cool. And I really like Leslie Frazier. I wish the best for that dude. Go Bills. Keep tuning it in here. Probably have some more late night thoughts coming up. So thank you for tuning in. And if you're in podcast form, we are right now on Facebook. So follow along, facebook.com, No Bills Fan. And I'm your host on this one, David Palermo. And follow along at No Bills Fan on Twitter. Instagram for some live updates, usually quick thoughts of some breaking news. Check my Instagram and Twitter, but Instagram is my favorite. It's fun. I like doing the little pictures and stuff. So, all right. And as always, head over to numbillsfan.com. If you want to support the show, there's a donate button. There's also a Amazon click-through link. If you turn your ad blocker off, it'll show up. Click through, make your Amazon purchase. And allegedly a small kickback goes back to me. But, Josh, I like your thoughts. Eric Turner, thanks for joining. Adam, I love you, dog. Greg, you're the man. But, Josh, offensive line is crap. I'll say lastly on the offensive line. I think, shockingly, first year with offensive lines actually go better than planned. Because you just keep it simple, stupid. Run blocking. Run block. Play action. Let me see that. You got LeSean McCoy. Anything can happen in front of McCoy. It's like Gauntlet and Madden. So, Joshua, thank you for tuning in, bud. And as always, keep it real. And tune in on Facebook Live. You know, if you don't already, please... subscribe to a little bit of an alert button for when we do go live, because I love going on Facebook Live and getting the comments really nice and streamlined. So thank you, and also check out on YouTube for some YouTube Live coming up too. Thank you.